好，我们先来看《使徒行传》二十三章。
Let's turn to the Book of Acts, chapter 23.
请看《使徒行传》二十三章第二节。
Verse 2.
《使徒行传》二十三章请看第二节。大祭司亚拿尼亚就吩咐旁边站着的人打他的嘴。我们从昨天晚上开始，那么小弟用耳光的醒书当成是我们这个讲道主题当中的一个分享的系列。
So, starting from last night, I started on thisTheme of reflections on being slapped.
那我们从这本圣经我们看一看，有许多神重用的工人先知，那么都在生活当中，那么遭受了被打耳光这样子的一个遭遇。
So from the Bible, we have observed that many of the workers of God, like the prophets, have been slapped during their work.
但是当他们耳光被打之后，我们却可以从这个耳光的这个过程当中那么得到一些我们今天信仰生活上的一些属灵的教训。
And but we actually can learn from the process of them being slapped.
所以我们昨天讲到的这个我们的根据是列王记上二十二章的二十四节。
So from 1 Kings chapter 22 verse 24.
那么我们讲到了神的一个工人叫做米该亚先知，那么被打了耳光。
So we've mentioned about this prophet Micaiah who had been slapped.
那这个耳光一打，打出了一个生活当中的一个两难当中的选择。
And so when he was slapped, there was this decision that he had to make.
到底我们一个基督徒在我们的生活当中，我们是要讨神的喜欢呢，还是要讨人的喜欢？
So there's this decision for us to make whether we want to please God or to please people.
那么我们今天继续来谈这个使徒保罗也曾经那么被打过耳光。
So today we're going to talk about another character, Apostle Paul, who had also been slapped.
那么我用诠释、分享，然后运用，用这三个角度，那么来跟大家这个谈论这一段道理。
So I will explain it, and I want to do some sharing and and also something for us to reflect on our daily lives.
那我们的根据就是《使徒行传》二十三章的第一节到第五节的经文。
So we're going to look from Acts chapter 23, verse 1 to 5.
那么这一段经文是记载保罗曾经被捉到这个当时的这个公会就是有审判权力的一个机构的面前，那么来接受公会的审判。
And so Paul was taken to the council, which at the time has the authority to judge a person.
好，那现在假设我们在座的所有弟兄姐妹现在就坐在公会里面。
So let's assume that all of you are sitting in the council.
那你们可以当成是陪审团的成员，那么也可以当成是这个观众席上的观众。
So you can consider yourself as an audience of the council.
那么当你坐在这个公会的这个听众席上的时候
，And while you are sitting there as an audience,
那现在这个要接受审判的保罗我们请他上台了。
So now we invited Paul to come up to the stand.
那么保罗他上了这个审判台的时候呢，他讲了一句话。
And when he came up off the stand, Paul said one thing.
在第一节保罗他就说说什么？说弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人都凭着良心，直到今日。
So in verse 1, Paul said that men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience since before God until this day.
那么你是一个参与这个公会审判的成员，当你听到这一句话的时候，你会产生什么反应呢？
And as a participant of this judgment in the council, what would you reflect on what you've just heard?
如果以小弟个人本身的角度我去做想象
So if I think about it personally,
我会觉得那也没什么嘛。
And now I will think that, that's nothing.
这个是犯人在众人面前表明他的行事为人的原则嘛。So, 那可信不可信再说啦。
So, as a defendant, you can say what you want to say, but we will have to see the evidence.
那可是没有想到，当时在公会当中的审判长啊，就是那一任的大祭司叫亚拿尼亚。
And but what happened here is that the high priest Ananias 啊，
他听到保罗讲这一句话之后哈，我们可以看出这个大祭司的反应哈，非常的愤怒。
And from what he did, we can see that the high priest is responding to this very severely.
哦，那么他在情绪上，那么产生了相当大的一种反弹的情绪。
And he reacted emotionally here.
哦，所以我们在第二节就可以看到哈，当时的大祭司就吩咐旁边的人说哈，嘴巴跟我打下去。
And that is why in verse 2, the high priest commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth.
一句话抹黑所有的人啊，只有他做事凭良心，那意思就是说我们这些都是昧着良心咯。
So the high priest think that if you are living your life with good conscience, so are you saying that we are not?
那我想保罗在这样子的情况之下，他也会觉得说哈，他被打得莫名其妙啊哈。
And obviously, Paul will be wondering why he got struck.
怎么我讲了一句话之后，那么审判长就叫人打我，这到底是什么理由啊
？So Paul think about like I've just said a sentence, and now I've been struck on my mouth.
好，那我现在要先插入一段哈，我们讲话。要给人啊有感受，应当要有几个不同的因素加入在里面哦。
So if you want to say something that make impression on people, there are a couple of points that we need to do.
因为我们看的这一本圣经哈，它是一个平面的东西了哈，就是白纸写上黑字。
As this Bible that we are reading is simply text.
那如果没有特别描述他的情绪哈，我们几乎看不出来哈，到底当时讲这一句话哈，那么所反映出来的内心的心态是怎么样
？And so if we don't think about what the person that spoke this, how he think at the time, then we can't feel exactly how he feel.
我们的社会学家他们说哈，我们讲话之所以会给人有所感受。
And so sociologists, they suggest that when we make an impression on what we say,
那么它有三个重要的因素在里面。
Then requires three very important criteria.
好，那么第一个叫声音。
The first one is the voice.
好，那声音就包括这个音量的大小。
And the voice concerns your loudness or your softness to your voice.
那包括你的音频是高还是低。
And also the pitch of your voice.
那么还有一个是你的音速是快还是慢。
And also the speed of your speech.
那声音是一个感受的重要的因素。
And so the voice is a very important thing for people to feel.
那第二个就是你的表情，你的脸部的表情。
And the second important thing is your expression.
那当你讲这句话的时候，你脸部所呈现出来给人的感受是什么呢？
So when you spoke the sentence, and what sort of expression you have given to the audience?
那会牵涉到听的人哈，他的感受可能就不一样。
And it will determine how the audience react to what you have just spoken.
那第三种因素呢，叫做你的肢体动作。
And the third is your body language.
你讲这句话的时候，到底你的身体所呈现出来的动作给对方最直接的眼睛的刺激又是什么呢？
And so when you are speaking, how your body language is showing that the audience has received.
所以简单讲叫声音、表情、动作。
And so three points: your voice, your expression, and also your body language.
那我现在要示范一下了哈。
So let me show you.
我一样都是这一段话哈。
So the same thing that I'm going to say.
那放入这三种因素之后，大家听一听，然后你告诉我你有什么感受。
And I'm going to utilize these three different tools, and you tell me what you think.
蔡青一就在坐我旁边，就拿他开刀了哈。
And the interpreter will be the audience.
青一哈。这个要当教会的负责人哈，身教言教都很重要啊，认真啊，努力啊，不然很难带领教会啊。
All right, so, all right, so it is very important for someone who is in the church council to lead.
Okay,、yeah. 那大家觉得我现在这样子跟他讲，大家感受好不好？
So how do you feel about what the preacher just said?
这个没有责备，也没有怒气，哈，那么是好好的、温柔的，哦，那么给他一些善意的这个什么言论嘛，哈。
So it is. It seems like it's giving a good suggestion to the brother.
敬义啊，当教会的负责人，哈，好好表现，身教、言教，不然你怎么带领这间教会啊？
Alright, and now with a very angry voice.
好，大家感受怎么样？好不好？
And how do you feel about that?
传道讲就讲，何必这样子用这种态度，用这种口气，对不对？用这种声量跟人家讲啊，他是有什么过错啊？
So the listener will be wondering why do you have to use that sort of expression to say something like that?
那我讲的是不是一样那一些话？
So I'm saying the same thing.
我现在在变一种叔叔，哈。
Now there's another one coming.
我现在脚站三七步，你没有看到，对不对，哈？三七步知道，哈。我手叉腰，对不对？敬义啊！当教会负责人，身教、言教非常重要。你这表现怎么带领教会啊？你。那大家感受怎么样
？And now, how do you feel about that?
我这。传道是实在是，我好像真的他犯了什么死罪一样，对不对
？So it seems like the audience has that the person that is listening actually done something really bad.
那我不就是都讲这些话吗
？So I'm saying exactly the same thing.
但是加入这三种因素之后，听的人会感觉味道都不大一样，对不对？对不起啊。
But by utilizing these three tools, you give very different impression.
那我要表达什么呢？
So what I'm trying to say.
你看这个保罗哈，这个啪被打的时候哈，第三节他就反击了，他就讲了一段话。
So in verse two, you see how Paul was slapped, and then Paul said something in verse three.
可是他这一段话讲完之后哈，你看第四节哈，请大家先看第四节。好，第四节旁边的人听到保罗讲这一段话，他们的感受是什么？我们的圣经叫做辱骂。
So in verse 4, for those people who heard what Paul said to the high priest, then he said, how do you revile?
那我去看辱骂他的这个希腊文的原文到底要表达什么情境啊。
So when Paul said that, do you revile God's high priest? I tried to figure out what revile actually means in the original text.
叫侮辱的谩骂。
So it is to rebuke with contempt.
当时的人听到保罗讲第三节这句话的时候，他们感受出说，你侮辱人哦，而且骂人骂得很不客气哦。
So when the audience heard what Paul had to say to the high priest in verse 3, then their impression is that Paul is rebuking the high priest with contempt.
所以我们可以了解哈，这个保罗被打的时候，他一定内心里面也是非常的什么，这火气就上升了。
And that is why we can observe that after Paul being slapped, he was very angry.
然后第三节他用三个角度去对大祭司做反击啊。
And so from verse 3, we can see that he attacked the high priest, from three angles.
那这个是我们现今生活在这个世界上，我们一个人在做自我保护的时候，我们会常常用的几种方式啊。
And these are the three tools that we usually use when we try to self-defense.
那么第一个叫做以牙还牙，叫人身攻击。
The first one is that we will attack back on you.
所以一开始保罗就骂这个大祭司，骂什么？你这个混世的墙啊！
And therefore, in the Chinese version, it says you whitewash wall.
你不要以为你审判长对不对？穿得那么整齐，站在审判桌前面，你呀、外面好看呐、里面是什么东西呀、能看吗？
So when Paul said the high priest is a whitewashed wall, he's saying that the high priest only have this good exterior but not inside.
那有时候我们在生活当中我们如果别人伤害我们的话，我们这个怒气化作我们也是用言语去攻击他，大家骂来骂去啊。
And so in our daily lives, when we are being attacked verbally, we usually will just talk back.
只不过我觉得保罗他骂人的艺术还算相当高干啊。
But from the reading here, I think that Paul is quite skillful.
这个字眼呈现出来的没有不好的字眼。
So if you read it, superficially, it looks fine.
但是他的意思应当是非常不好的。
But the actual meaning of what he said is pretty bad.
那这个耶稣基督也曾经使用过。
And this is something that Jesus Christ also said.
耶稣基督比保罗更狠啊。
So Jesus once said something that is worse than what Paul said.
在马太福音23，马太福音23章的27节。
Matthew chapter 23 verse 27.
你可以看到耶稣在责备那些假冒为善的文士跟法利赛人的时候。
So when Jesus was rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees.
主耶稣曾经责备他们说你们是什么？是粉饰的坟墓啊。
So Jesus rebuked them and describing them like the whitewashed tombs.
我们这个墙壁好看是因为粉刷过啊，把这个粉刷层去掉，里面是坑坑洞洞，不能看啊。
So when we look at a wall that has been whitewashed, it looks pretty, but if you take that surface away, then it looks terrible.
那这个耶稣讲说你们只是粉饰的坟墓，后面就做解释了，外面好看啊，里面是什么？污秽不堪啊。
And so Jesus explained that you are the whitewashed tombs that looks appear beautifully outwardly, but inside is all uncleanness.
那保罗他是在一个愤怒的情绪当中，然后发出对大祭司这种侮辱性的谩骂。
And so whenPaul was rebuked. He talked back and said that you are the whitewashed wall.
那保罗所用的第二种方式是我们教会蛮多我们这个有信仰的这个基督徒信仰的信徒会做的一种方式了。
And the second tool that Paul utilized is something that as a believer or as a Christian you will use.
叫做他就把神搬出来了。
And so now he will make use of God.
在使徒行传23章的第三节，他把神搬出来了。
Acts chapter 23 verse 3.
神要打你，这个是肯定句哦。你没有查清楚我的身份背景是什么，什么样的身份背景啊。
And so now Paul said to the high priest that God will strike you because you have no idea my role is.
那我所信仰的这位神他绝对会为我出气。
And that this God that I believe in, he will surely will do justice for me.
所以我们教会弟兄姐妹常常在受到这个不必要的攻击或者受到委屈的时候，我们会常常说，好啦，没有关系啦，我祷告，为什么？神知道。
So oftentimes when our brethren are being ill-treated, then we often will just pray to God because God knows.
那把我们的委屈就是透过祷告跟天上的神诉说吗？那神我就交给你了吗？
And so we will pray to God and give all things to God and let God to deal with it.
那保罗所使用的第三种方式。
And the third tool that Paul utilized.
那么他就是把当时的罗马律法搬出来，变成是他的护身符啊。
And so he utilized the local laws at the time, which is the Roman law.
所以他跟大祭司啊，跟审判长讲你要按照罗马律法审判我啊，对不对？你现在是违背律法哦，不是我犯法，是你犯法哦。
So he's telling the high priest that you have to judge me according to the Roman law, but now you are doing it.Contrary to the law.
那如果我们看《使徒行传》当中的记录，我们发现保罗这个人真的对罗马律法有某种程度的了解。
And from reading the book of Acts, we will figure out that Paul actually knows a bit about the Roman laws.
比如说，你看这个《使徒行传》22章的25节。
If you turn to Acts chapter 22 verse 25.
你看这个保罗他说人都还没有定罪，你们就要鞭打他。请问我们罗马有这样子的例子吗？
So in verse
有这种律法的条例吗？
In verse 25, Paul said that is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned?
不要说他是罗马籍当时的一等公民啊。
And as Paul is a Roman citizen,
反正你们还没有审判我，你们还没有为我定罪，你们就要鞭打我，这个是违背律法的。
So Paul is saying that it is unlawful for you to scourge me, who is a Roman citizen and uncondemned.
我们再看25章的16节。
Let's turn to chapter 25, verse 16.
这保罗他又把罗马律法搬出来保护他人生的安全。
And now he is utilizing the Roman law to protect himself again.
所以他说这个被告跟原告还没有对质之前那就先定他的罪。那请问我们罗马的法律是这样子的吗？
So in verse 16, it talks about it is not the custom of the Romans to deliver someone to destruction before the accused has been able to answer for himself.
那么再看27节。
Verse 27.
押解犯人如果没有事先指明他所犯的罪，这个也是不合理的啦。
That it is unreasonable to send a prisoner and not to specify the charges against that prisoner.
所以保罗对罗马的律法真的有某种程度的了解，所以他常常会用罗马的律法来保障他人身的安全。
And so from reading this, we see how Paul utilized the Roman laws to protect himself.
那在我们一个文明的社会里面，
and in a civilized society today,
当我们有什么纠纷产生的时候，如果没有办法私底下大家心胸放开，那么做一个合适的调解。
And when we are in some situation where we cannot reconcile with each other,
那么到最后是怎么样？就看国家法律怎么判吗？经我跟你讲，法院见。
And so at the end, we might end up telling the other party that I'll see you at the court.
懒得跟他讲了，反正到法院大家来讲，看我们国家立法到底对这件事情要有什么样的审判嘛。
So if we cannot reconcile with each other, we will end up saying, hey, well, we'll just find out what the law has to say about this.
我们发现真的保罗他在愤怒之下有时候他也会这个失去这个温柔这样子的一种特质啊。
And so we can see that even Paul, when he was angry, he will lose that characteristics of meekness.
所以在第四节我们看到这个旁边的人，他们一看到保罗最终反应，他们就觉得说，哇，侮辱性的谩骂，这个是情绪不好啊，怒气发作啊。
So if we go back to Acts chapter 23 verse 4, then we see that the people around him realize that feel that he is reviled against God's high priest.
但是旁边的人同时也讲了一个重点，说你现在在骂的这个人，他是什么身份？他是神的大祭司。
But then the people also recognize one point, that is this person that Paul is rebuking is actually God's high priest.
那么你再看第五节保罗的反应。
And if you read verse 5,
保罗可能一开始没有人跟他介绍这个审判长的身份，所以他不知道这一位就是宗教上神的大祭司。
So potentially Paul didn't realize that this person that has been judging him is the high priest.
那可是知道这一个人就是神的大祭司的时候，
But now that he knows that he is God's high priest,
保罗马上从他的脑袋里面翻出了旧约圣经我们神曾经讲过的一句话。
So then Paul recalled that in the Old Testament what was commanded by God,
叫不可毁谤你百姓的官长。
That God had commanded that you shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.
我们还原到现场，这一句话是在什么情况之下出现的？
So if we go back to the text and find out how this was spoken.
好，我们请看出埃及记二十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 22.
出埃及记二十二章二十八节。
Exodus chapter 22 verse 28.
好，那么这个是保罗他所引用的，那么旧约书在摩西律法当中的神告诉他们的话。
And so Paul was quoting this particular verse.
上半句叫不可毁谤神。
So verse 28 says, "You shall not revile God."
那下半句才说也不可毁谤你百姓的官长。
Nor curse a ruler of your people.
好，它是平行句。
So there's a two parts in the sentence.
你有毁谤神吗？
Have you reviled God?
没有，我没有毁谤神，我哪里敢毁谤神？
And you said, no, I have not reviled against God.
好，那怎么在生活当中去呈现出我是不会毁谤神的一个人？
And how do you prove that you have not reviled against God?
那下半句我们的神就讲说，那好，很简单，我所树立的，我所兴起的管理百姓的，那么这些官长，你不可以毁谤他。
And so the second part of the sentence says that to not revile God, you cannot curse the ruler of the people.
哦，所以不可毁谤神跟不可毁谤神所立的管理百姓的官长是一样的。
And so from this verse, then you see that to not revile God is equivalent to not cursing a ruler of the people.
那你看这一句经文的前后文哈，叫做没有背景。
And if you read the context, the verses before after this verse, you see that it's not relevant.
哦，我们的神没有告诉以色列百姓说，如果做个官长，他是公义的，哦，他是廉洁的，哦，他是温柔的，他是能够这个委婉听人申诉的。那这个官长，你才尊重他，不要毁谤他。我们的神有没有这样讲？没有。
So if you read the verse and also this chapter, you cannot find any conditions on when you cannot curse the people of the ruler of the people.
哦，我们的神也没有说，如果这个官长是贪污的，是是非不分的，哦，是不明事理的，是脾气暴躁的，那这种官长哈，不必尊重。我们的神没有这样讲，没有。
So the Bible or God did not say that, oh, if he is righteous, then you cannot revile or curse him. But if he is not a good ruler, then you can.
哦，你看这一句经文，它的前后文跟二十八节这个经文完全都不相关呐，啊！突然之间从天上就掉了一个神的话下来。
So if you read the verses in this chapter, you can see that none of the verses are related to verse 28.
啊，今天在我们的生活上哈，我们往往要去判断。哦，一件事情的时候，哦，我们都要看它的背景，哦。
So a lot of times in our daily lives, when we try to make a decision or a judgment, we need to find out the context.
哦，我讲一个例子，大家会很清楚，哦。
So let me give an example. 哎，
这个几年前，哦，我们碰到这个 COVID-19 的时候，哦，哇，这个很多很多行业都萧条啊，哦，被迫，哦，这个失去工作。
So a couple of years ago, when we have the COVID-19pandemic, many of the business went out of business.
那在我们这一边就发生了这样子的一个例子。
So there was this example.
那么年轻的夫妻结了婚之后生了两个小孩。
So there was this young couple who have two children.
两个都是小男孩，一个三岁，一个五岁。
And two of them are boys, one is three and one's two.
那很不幸的这个年轻的爸爸因为碰到这个新冠肺炎，结果呢他所从事的行业是就没有办法生存了，啊，就被迫解散了。
And so unfortunately, because of COVID, the father's job or business had to disband.
那么他也很认真要找工作，接续他们家庭里面的这个经济的需要。
And the father had tried very hard to find a job so that he can support the family.
但是一时之间没有找到工作，后来家里面的这个经济，啊，就逐渐的变薄弱了。钱慢慢就没有了。
And unfortunately, it was not easy for him to find a job, so they are in financial difficulties.
所以孩子肚子饿，三岁跟五岁，他也听不懂什么大道理。反正我肚子饿，我就是要吃东西。
And so the children, they were hungry. One is five and one is three.
那到最后，他的爸爸就把这两个孩子带到那个我们那边叫量贩店了。量贩店就是大批货物出售的那个商店啊，不是买一个面包两个面包，一次可能要买五十个面包，三十个面包，叫量贩啊，以量取胜的。
So the father
Costco 那样子。
So the father took the children to one of the wholesalers.
那这个量贩店刚好有卖面包的这个柜台。
And the wholesaler, they have a bakery.
那后来两个孩子肚子饿，一看到面包就怎么样？两个孩子都拿面包来吃了。
And so when the children saw the bread, they were so hungry they took the bread and ate.
那个监视器拍到了。
And the security camera caught them.
所以这个商店的这个保全人员就来，现行犯抓到了。偷拿面包去吃。
And so the security guards came and caught them in the action.
那就送到这个警政机关嘛，透过法院审判嘛。
And so they were taken to and they were being sent to the court.
怎么样？法官有没有罪？如果你是法官的话，怎么判？有没有罪？
So if you are the judge, how are you going to make the decision here?
有吗？没有罪啊。
Do you think that they are innocent?
量贩店、商店讲话啦，商店讲话啦。我们这个叫做盈利事业单位，你知道有多少家庭靠我们这个店在维系他们的生活吗？
And so the wholesaler will say that, hey, we are here to make profit so that we can support our employees.
那如果每个人这样都讲没有罪，没有罪，那我也不是慈善事业机构。那我们商店倒了，家庭跟着遭殃，谁负责啊？
And we are not a non-profit, so if everyone is doing the same thing, then how are we going to support our employees?
有没有罪？
So are the kids guilty?
哦、如果你点头说有罪啊，这个有爱心的人士又站出来讲话了，是国家对不起他，他不是不找工作啊，很认真啊，对不对？那国家让我们的百姓进入这样子的产界，那国家要检讨啊。两个面包多少钱？那我给你了，不要这么残忍啊。
And if the judge is going to say that they are guilty, then there will be people saying, "Hey, it is the government's fault that the children are hungry."
那如果这样是有罪的话，请问是抓谁去关啊？不是把爸爸抓去关吗？两个孩子都未成年啊，不必负法律责任啊。
And if the children are guilty, then who are they going to put in prison? Definitely not the children, but the father.
那这个叫做看他的背景，我们来思考怎么去处理这个问题。
So
怎么去判决？
So now we understand the whole background, then how are we going to make the judgment call?
啊，但是不可毁谤神，也不可毁谤你百姓的官长，这一句神的话出现怎么样？完全没有背景。
But now, coming back to this verse, you should not revile God nor curse a ruler of your people. There's no context in this verse.
好，那换句话说，只要他是神所立的官长，他本身的好坏我们不必去考虑，我们都要尊重他。
And therefore, if we look at this verse, then we realize that no matter how the behavior of this ruler is, that we should still respect him.
所以后来保罗他背出了那么这一句神的话之后
，And that is why when Paul recalled this verse.
你看《使徒行传》二十三章第六节以下整个事件的发展。
So let's go back to Acts chapter 23, verse 6.
你可以发现，这件事情对保罗来讲就结束了。
And you see that
完全没有存在在他的这个生活里面了。
So after what Paul had said, then that's the end of that particular incident.
保罗他没有说，对啦对啦，是不可以毁谤这个百姓的官长啦，可是你也不看一看这个官长值得我们尊重吗？保罗这样说吗？没有。
So from reading the passage, you didn't see that Paul had been sarcastically saying that, "Hi, the Bible says that you should not speak evil of a ruler, but look at him."
保罗也说你是违背罗马律法，你这样打我是违背罗马律法，你违背罗马律法，你不必要负责任啊。保罗这样说吗？没有啊。
And Paul also did not.Tell everyone that this high priest has already broken the Roman laws.
那我是一个有人格的人啊，你要被尊重，我就不必被尊重吗？哦。
And Paul did not say that. Hey, if you want me to respect you, you have to respect me first.
众人面前打我，众人面前跟我道歉，保罗有这样要求吗？没有啊。
And did Paul ask the high priest to apologize because he asked people to strike him on the mouth?
这件事情从保罗背出神的这一句话之后，那么他就消失了，不见了。
So after Paul quoted this verse from the Old Testament, then that was the end of the incident.
那么这样子的一个巴掌，我们能够想到这个一巴掌打下去打出什么？我们思考的到底的空间呢？
So from the slapping, what have we learned from it?
保罗他对神真理的尊重是绝对的。
From here we learn that Paul has an absolute respect to God's word.
保罗他完全顺服神的真理，不谈他个人的需求。
Paul had totally submitted himself to the words of God and not what he felt like.
就是保罗不必找理由哈，来讲说为什么我要遵守神的道理，为什么我不遵守神的道理。保罗他都完全不谈他个人的因素了，不谈他个人的立场了。哦，反正有神的道理出现啊，因为这个道理啊，我就顺服接受。
So from here, we see that Paul did not specify what kind of condition that or how he felt about the words of God, but he just realized that this is the word of God and he submitted to it.
那这个就是今天我们每一个神的门徒应当要学习的一个相当重要的一个重点，叫绝对顺服神的真理。没有我个人的立场跟意见。
And so this is something that today, as a believer, that we must learn, that is the total submission to the words of God.
好，那么我来进入第二个就是分享的阶段。
And so now I'm going to talk about the second part, which is the sharing part.
我们在当小弟个人在看这本圣经的时候
，When I'm studying the Bible，
我发现在神整个这个物质界的创造当中有生命现象的很粗糙，我们可以分成三类。
So I learned that there are three types of life that God had created。
一个就是人类因为我们有生命的气息。
So the first one is the human being。
那么一个就是动物类。因为他们会跑会跳会吃也有生命的气息。
And the second type is the animals who also have life and they can move.
那么一个叫做植物类因为他们也会吸收阳光也要加水他们也会成长所以也有生命的气息。
And the third type is the plants as they can grow and they also have life.
那我在看圣经的时候我发现在这三类有生命气息的活物当中植物动物一碰到神所讲的话没有条件完全顺服接受。
And from my observation or from my study, I see that the plants and animals, when they encounter the commands of God, they will submit to it completely.
那人呢我打问号
But how about human beings?
当一个道理要我们神要我们去接受的时候我们这个脑袋变化多端很多我们的这个意见很多我们的心情很多我们不同的立场都会出现
Whenever there's this commandment coming from God to us, and we will have our own opinions, questions, suggestions, all that.
那时间的关系，我讲植物动物我没有时间讲，我讲植物碰到神的话。完全顺服接受，不谈他的立场。
And because we don't have time, so I'm just going to talk about how plants react to the word of God.
我来讲一个例子，大家想一想到底记载在哪里
？So let me give you an example, and you try to figure out where is it coming from the Bible.
圣经记载说，耶稣他曾经到耶路撒冷去讲道理。
So the Bible records that Jesus once went to the city of Jerusalem.
那耶稣他白天到了耶路撒冷，进入圣殿讲道理。
And during the day, Jesus went into the temple to preach.
当时耶路撒冷的人不接待耶稣。
And at the time, the people in the city of Jerusalem did not receive Jesus.
所以耶稣他很无奈，没有办法他就离开耶路撒冷，到邻近的一个小村庄叫伯大尼。
And so Jesus had to leave the city of Jerusalem.
那么他晚上就在伯大尼这个地方住宿。
And so in the evening, he will stay in that town.
然后早上又要到耶路撒冷的圣殿再去讲道理。
And in the morning that he will go back to the city of Jerusalem to preach.
但是耶稣他也带着肉体他也会肚子饿
And but Jesus is as a human, he will go hungry as well.
所以当他要到耶路撒冷的早晨的路上他肚子饿的时候，他刚好看到一棵无花果树。
So in the morning, while he was walking into the city, he saw this fig tree.
所以耶稣就要到这棵无花果树下找无花果来吃。
And so Jesus went under this fig tree and trying to find figs.
但是很可惜的是，这一棵无花果树没有果子。
But unfortunately, this fig tree is fruitless.
所以耶稣就对这一棵树讲了一句话。
And therefore, Jesus said. this to the tree.
他对这棵无花果树说，从今以后你永远都不会结果子了。
Jesus said, let no fruit grow on you ever again.
好，请问这棵无花果树有什么反应？
And what was the reaction to the fig tree?
大家知道吗？
Do you know what happened?
有什么反应？
What happened?
这棵无花果树就切腹自杀了。
So the fig tree died.
很可怜哈、哦、啊！一个创造天地的神跟我讲这个话，那我还有面子活下去啊
？So the fig tree reacted to Jesus as and shamefully.
我们来看一下这一段经文哈、哦。你要带着一点这个文学的气息来思考这一段经文哈、哦。
So let's look at this verse.
哦，你们，我们先来看我的根据是马太福音二十一章。
Matthew chapter 21.
马太福音二十一章，哈，十九节。
Verse 19.
我们用这个拟人化的文学的角度，哈，来看这一棵无花果树。
So let's look at this fig tree.
哦，那这棵无花果树，它一听到耶稣所说的这一句话，说从今以后你永远都不会结果子了。
So after Jesus said.This to the fig tree, let no fruit grow on you ever again.、
哦、你看接下来圣经记载说那个无花果树就立刻枯干了。
The Bible recalls that immediately the fig tree withered away.
我之所以会说它切腹自杀就是说没有外力进入、啊哦、
So there's no external force here.、
哦、耶稣的门徒有没有拿斧头砍他的根部啊把树根全部砍断他才死掉
so,
没有外力进入、啊。
So did the disciple try to cut off the root of the fig tree?、
哦、有没有往树根的部分倒农药让他中毒死掉没有啊。
Or did they try to poison the tree?、
哦、他是自己死掉的、哦、所以我们用拟人化的文学就是说他自杀的。
And so from the reading of this, it seems like the tree just committed suicide.、
哦、那我在想如果我是那一棵无花果树
So if I'm that tree,、
哦、我可能会跟耶稣基督稍微讲两句话发泄一下我内心里面的不满、啊
I might be talking back to Jesus to complain.、哦、
你怎么一个创造天地的神看到我不结果子马上就咒诅我、哦、然后我就要进入死亡里面。
How can a God who created the universe just look at me without fruit and curse me?
耶稣，你不是创造天地的主吗？
Jesus, since you are the creator of the universe,
哦，万物都掌握在你的手中啊！你可以命令我现在就结果子，你有权利，你可以做得到啊！你干嘛那么狠毒，结束我的生命啊？
Obviously, you can just command me to bear fruits, and I will bear fruits, but now you are asking me to die away.
那耶稣基督，你不是一个慈爱的神吗？我要请问你，现在你的慈爱在哪里？
And you are a merciful God, and where's your mercy now towards me?
那耶稣现在是结无花果树的季节吗？
And is it the season for me to grow?
什么时候结果子是你命定的？现在你要叫我无中生有，岂不是太无理了？
And so now you are asking me to bear fruit when it is not the season.、
哦啊、有叶子就一定要结果子吗
？And if there are leaves,、哦、do I have to bear fruit if there are leaves?、
哦、我单单用这个拟人化的文学去做思考我觉得、会有很多的不同的理由我可以申诉的啦。
So there are many, reasons that I can use.、
哎啊、但是这个无花果树呢，半句话都不讲、哦、一个神这样告诉我、啊、我就自杀好了。
And so,
因为我没有功能性的尊，我没有功，我这一棵树已经没有功用，一辈子永远都没有功用了嘛。
And so the fruit just reacted to the word of God and withered away because it can't bear fruits anymore.
所以我觉得哈，哎，从圣经来看这些神等着创造哈，这些受造之物哈，那么对这个创造者所说的话哈，他们都是不谈他们个人的立场。神的话出来、啊、我就顺服接受。
So from the Bible, we see that the creation or the creatures they react to the word of God completely.、
哦、那人呢？哦，动物，我圣经还有例子哦，我没有时间讲哦。我想，那人呢？今天我们看到圣经神对我们真理的要求，那你用什么态度去面对这些神给我们的真理？
So now we don't have time to talk about animals, but now back to human, how do we respond to the word of God?
我们来看一下传道书第七章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章我们请看二十七节到二十九节的经文。
Verse 27 to 29.
你在这段经文里面你会看到什么？你会看到说我们的神说，其实我造人，我要人非常的单纯心性清洁，心性单纯，在二十九节。
So in verse 29, so God, when God created man, he wanted them to be upright, to be simple.
神造人原是正直的啦，就是说心性要很单纯的他不会有很多他个人的想法。
So when God created man, he wanted them, or he made them upright.
但自从人类犯了罪之后，我们的神说但是人会找出很多的巧计啦，就是心思变化多端，产生很多的理由来支撑为什么我要做，为什么我不能这样做。
But then in this verse it talks about that, but since men have sinned, then they have sought out many different schemes.
所以你看旧约时代的以色列百姓。
So if you look into the people of Israel,
我们的神派了多少先知去告诉他们神要他们遵守的这些律法。
God has sent many prophets to preach to them the word of God.
到最后我们的神透过耶利米先知讲一句话，是对这些以色列百姓最严重的审判。
And then later on, God through the prophet Jeremiah made a condemnation of the people of Israel.
好，我们请看耶利米书十七章第九节。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9.
好，耶利米书十七章第九节。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9.
圣经说，人心啊，比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能视透呢？那么这句话的意思就是说，人内心里面的心思变化多端，然后已经坏到没有药可以医了。
So what this verse says that the heart is deceitful to the point that there's no medicine that can cure this.
所以人的心人看不透我们叫人心隔肚皮看不透。
And that is why we say that we cannot read a person's mind.
所以我觉得如果从这样子的角度我们来看我们一个人就是说一个基督徒对神真理的顺服性可能比不上植物对神真理的顺服。
So coming back to us, I observe that human cannot respond correctly to the word of God comparing to the plants.
我来讲运用。
So now let's apply this.
保罗是不谈背景，不谈他个人的因素，只要他碰到了神的真理出现，他就没有条件接受顺服。
So we've just given the example when Paul, under the circumstances, he did not consider his own personal feeling or circumstances. He just accepted the word of God.
好，那对我们主内的青年来讲，请大家主内联婚可以吗？
And so now to the youth of the church, for you to have marriage in the Lord, is it okay?
我不知道你内心里面对主内联婚这样子的道理，你愿不愿意顺服？接受，是你跟这个圣经里面的以色列人一样，我有很多的理由不一定接受。
So I have this question to the youth: Would you accept the teaching of marriage in the Lord, or do you have any excuses just like the Israelites in the Bible?
比如我在讲我们真耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹能够不跟神谈任何的理由，我就衷心的献上十分之一吗？
And let me give you another example is that can we not argue with God and simply accept the teachings of the tithe?
那如果没有献十分之一的弟兄姐妹，你也可以思考一下，那我是用什么理由跟神讲说我不献十分之一？
And so for those that are not doing the tithe, then I wonder what kind of excuses that you are giving to God.
保罗他是不谈他个人背景，不谈他个人因素，这道理出现我就遵守。
So going back to Paul, that when Paul realized the teaching of the Lord, he just accepted it completely.
那我们可不可以学习保罗这样子的精神呢？
And can we learn from Paul?
保罗他说，你们效法我，好像我效法基督。
And so Paul asked us to imitate him just like how he imitated Christ.
经文打一下，哥林多前书11章第一节。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1.
哦，这个是单数哦，不是笑话我们呢。保罗说哦，你要跟耶稣基督一样哦，看我就好了，你不必看太多了，就看我就好了。So, 我觉得这种讲法真的实在是哦，这个胆量实在是很大。
So what Paul is saying is that if you want to learn from Christ, you can just look at me.
哦，那这一句话你们笑话我哈、哦？我们这一本新约圣经保罗的书信出现过四次哦。
So in the New Testament, Paul has said this four times.
好、哦，那这个只是其中一次哈，其他我当成功课，你们去找找看。
So in this verse, this is just the one of the four times that he said, "Imitate me." 啊、哦，
那么一次在哥林多后书，两次在腓立比书，你可以去找找看。
And so it also happened in 2 Corinthians or in the book of Philemon.
哦，所以保罗哈、哦，他对神的真理的执着啦哈、哦，坚持啦哈、哦，看重啦哈、哦，他说啊。就笑话我就好了。
And so how we observe that Paul placed importance to the word of God, and Paul said, "Imitate me."
我最后的结论是约翰三书的第三节跟第四节。
And so my conclusion is in 3 John.
好，我们看这段经文，我们可以看到我们的神，他觉得对他的门徒，他能够带给他最大的喜乐，到底是哪一件事呢
？So when what brings more joy than anything?
啊。耶稣我们的神说如果我的儿女能够照着我的真理来行我的喜乐没有比这个更大比你奉献500万给神我们的神说还大我的喜乐还大
so 3 John verse 4 it says that I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth、
哦、所以期待我们、啊、这个神的每一个所喜爱的门徒啊、我们都能够看重这本圣经的道理而也能够顺服这本圣经的道理
So I hope that all of us the disciples of God will place importance and also submit to the word of God in this Bible、
啊、我们一起来唱赞美诗378首
Let's sing hymn 378